concept of slichus is quite the mimic of slichus. The way we keep it today seems to be a little bit off from what the original minig was. The original minig was that slichus was said fatugs, bashmeiris. I'm not even talking about today, tonight. Even tonight, the mashmoyos of the Rishonim was that it was said fatugs. Fatugs meaning literally before Alois HaShachar. That's when they started saying slichus. Which is the reason why Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's tachnon attached to the slichus. It's not some kind of magic. That's because it wasn't Erev Rosh Hashanah yet. Right? Today people, 7:30 in the morning, they're saying slichus Erev Rosh Hashanah with tachnon. What is that? That doesn't make much sense. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. The idea was that the slichus started before Alois HaShachar. And they even said, they even bring down, that even though Erev Rosh Hashanah, you end the slichus by after Alois HaShachar, it's nigra, it's connected to the beginning of the slichus, which was before Alois HaShachar. But the concept was that they woke up very, very early. That was the whole idea. And it's a shas, that's when it's a shas rachamim. This first slichus, because they want to connect it to Shabbos, the fact that we have the pizmen, b'moitzei menucho, kitam nucho tchilo, so that's where Motzei Shabbos became a connection. The chassidish sforim akdoshim, again, based on the lutfish sforim, strictly halachic, it's not on strong grounds, the concept of doing it at night, even if the chatzos, the main, the lechatchilas man is the morning. The whole idea of Moitzei Menucha, the way the Sfarim HaKdoshim say, is that you want to connect it to Shabbos. You want to connect, and there's a reason for that. Because Shabbos is called Sharvito Shel Melech. Shabbos is Hashem's, literally the Sharvit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know Shavita Shel Melech, you can't use. That's why Melech is Le Miyabim, Le Cholzim Lishtoi, Le Miyabim Lishtoi. So Rashi and Sanhedrin explains, because the king, his wife can't marry anybody. His widow can't marry anybody. She's exempt from Yibum, exempt from Chalitza. So Shabbos, that's why if a goy keeps Shabbos, it's Chayv Nisa. It's called Mishtamish B'Shavita Shel Melech, a Jew. We are born in Lamakim. Als Ben, we could keep Shabbos. So our rights to Shabbos is Ben. Be'emes melech shemochel al kvoidoi, en kvoidoi moch. Right, that's why only a Jew could do tshuva. Because we come to Hashem as bonim, as sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Als a Ben, is av shemochel al kvoidoi, kvoidoi moch. So we dafka want to connect the first day of slichus, which is, the word slichus comes from kapora, slicha the kapora. And actually, the original slichus, right? The original, I'm talking about tiniest, the original slichus, was in the bracha of slach lana. That's where they said it. That's where it got its name, slichus. It was in the bracha of slach lana wavina. In that bracha, they had the slichus. You can imagine it was a very long bracha. In the bracha from slach lana, they had the slichus. So Lamaisa, they wanted to connect it to Shabbos because as we went through a Shabbos, which our whole shmira of Shabbos is Ben, and now we come and we say, Tefaknu Losecha, as a Ben, so that's why we want to connect the beginning of our saying the Slichas to Shabbos, we want to attach it to, that's why the second, when you have two Motzei Shabbosos, then they said in the morning the second one. Why? Because once we got our connection, we want to start the Yemei Slichus connecting to the level of Ben, which we have Shabbos Kodesh, we have the Ma'alim. But the Minig Yisrael became that even when you say Slichus late, so Lamaisa, you still say it before the davening. Right? Which doesn't seem to make Bashkofa Rishena much sense. Because Todah Rishena, Todah Kodesh. Really, slichas should be like after Shemoneh Esrei, which is what we do fast days. We don't do slichas before davening. So it's not a kasha on the original minig, because the original minig made a lot of sense. They did it before Zman Shachris. They said slichas far tug, which means in English before morning. They did it early. But now if he's saying slichas at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock is ready with Rachmanis. I think here we have in shul 7:15. Yeshiva is 7:30. It's you know, and probably you can find places 9 o'clock. What mamish gives me heartburn is if you go to a 9 o'clock minyan where you could still make Zman Krishma and Tefillah, and they do slichas first just to make sure that you miss Zman Tefillah. So now you got the Todah Vishen and Todah down the drain, and your Tefillah, you got as much. Let's flush as much as we can down. But Lamaisa L'chaira, even if you're davening before Zman Tefillah, let's say here in Shul, let's say 7:15, you're saying slichas. The svara would be daven and then say slichas. Todah v'sheni todah. Right. So clearly, there has to be a cheshbon. It's a kasha. I asked this to Shlomo Zalman many years ago. It's a kasha on the minig. Most people say slichas, except if you're davening with the nates, they say slichas after Zman Tefillah. So say first davening, then say slichas, like you would do on a fast day. Or why you know. That's it. So one of the pshatim is, and this explains also why the Baal Slichas gets all the tefillas. Hamaskel mitzvahim u'legemar. Why? Why do we give him all the tefillas? We don't do that the rest of the year. We don't say Baal Shachris, he should be the Baal Mincha. Maskel mitzvahim u'legemar. Let him do Shachris, let him do Mincha, let him do Ma'ariv. Why? Why punkt Slichas? Right? It would seem more sensible during the week. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv are more connected. Tomei Shol Shachar, Tomei Shol Ben Abayim, and Devorim. That makes more sense. So the concept of Maschel B'mitzvah Emu Moi Gemor would make more sense. Shachris Melech Amayim. Then Slichas. But yet, most of the Achroinim bring Maschel B'mitzvah Emu Moi Gemor. Because you did Slichas. So the Binyan Shlomo takes a hold of Shlomo Katz from Evil Nelson. He holds it's like the Maftir that goes together with, that Musaf goes with Maftir. And the Rishayim over there explained, because nobody wanted to get Maftir. Maftir was the least popular. Today, Maftir, people love Maftir. Today, people, well, the more you talk, the better it is. That's why Kriyas HaKsuba, which is a Shamash's job, became the most choshev kibbutz under the chuppah. Why? You're reading a prenuptial agreement. What's choshev about that? Especially if you don't know how to read, which happens sometimes. Then it's a big bizoin. I hope they should call up some people and say, Mevuze Mechubi, Mevuze Mitkriya Saksube. Come, let's be Mevazi here. I had a Maisa, this is not a Guzma, I had a Maisa. They called up a Zayda, Taka Kundri, and they had him read the Ksube. And no, not one word connected, but it was a Gvaldik. Because after he finished reading the Ksube, he turned to Chosin Kala. He said, may everything I read be Mekuyim by both of you. So then it turned out, Amayla, the way he read it, there was no problem with Rabbi Mekuyim. There was no problem. So it was Amayla. One thing it was, but Lamai said, Maftir is the least choshev aliyah. Because it's not a choiva. The Shiva Oilam is a more. So they gave a pshara that the one who gets Maftir, they gave him a bonus. You took the shvach aliyah, we give you Musaf. So if Shlomo Katz Mivilna says that's the pshat, the one who says slichas wasn't such a chosher thing, so they gave him all the other truth. But that's not what the Mogan Avraham says. Hamaskel mitzvah u'legemar. The answer is that these days that we're going into now with slichas, we have to realize it's really supposed to shape all of our tefillas. It's not to say a little bit extra tefillas. It's to shape our approach to tefillah. That's the point of slichas. And that's why we say it before the davening, because it's impacting our davening. It's not a prayer on its own. If it was just saying a couple of pizmainim, we would push it after davening. It shapes the tefillah. And if you look at the slichas, we describe how we're approaching Hashem. Look at the beginning of the slichas. The karma ponov and how we're going. Yavoya kol basar. We're saying a couple of words. We're shaping our field. So perhaps I'm just making a suggestion. as we go into Slichas now, we should be makabel that our tefillas from now on should be different. Instead of just saying these Slichas, perhaps shut off your phone for davening. They say a maisa, again, I don't know if this maisa is true. Somebody in the yeshiva told me this on Friday. They said that these Hamas guys that were supposed to be blown up, and basically it sounds like the way they're talking, not all the chevra got blown up that they were hoping for. They say, again, I don't know if this is true. Somebody came to me and yeshiva told me the maisa. So it's not, it's like a story from yeshiva world, it's not a pishlayim edim yokum dava. It's not even Eid Echot. But it's a basket. That these guys went out to pray and they left their phones inside. And they were tracking their phones, but the chevra were busy praying, so they didn't blow up. Yeah? Now again, I don't know if that's true. Somebody told me this in yeshiva. But when I heard it, that was a version. Why? Because of Moshe Shapiro, that's how said. He says, the only atzlacha that these Arabs have, b'chlal, that they're even still around, is because they daven so much. They daven. They fall daven it. So let us learn, lahavdol, Isaiah Mishta, they didn't have their phones, they got saved. Let's say it's not true. Let's say it's just a maisa, it's a moshel. So I'm giving you a moshel. Let's makabel on ourselves. If the slichas is supposed to change what our tefillah is, let's makabel from now on. The phone is shut for davening. The phone is sagul. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. You know, if you have a very important meeting with somebody, you shut your phone. If you have a meeting that's going to make it or break it, you shut your phone. You're not reachable. Right now, I have a $5 million meeting. I don't want to hear from every yenta. From the yentas. I have a $5 million. You shut your phone. So you're meeting with the Rabbi Shalom. I don't know how you could navigate texting and the Rabbani Shalom. It's a little bit challenging. How do you do that? So that would be a nice thing. We're going now into the Yom HaRoim and we're doing slichas, and slichas is supposed to impact what our tefillah is like. Perhaps it's a good machshava for us to go into now and say, you know what? That'll be a real slichas. We're going to be disconnected from our phones for tefillah. That's a gewaldige, that'd be a very, I think I'm just making a suggestion. Not to just focus on the words that we're saying in the slichas. Let's try to see that that could shape what our tefillah is. And then it's taka emes slichas. Should be zeich hakadosh baruch hu should be makabel all your tefillahs l'tayr.